Tosfos basically is you have a machlokas going on the question about why it is that you have to have matzah. Once you don't take the matzah in front of each and every person, that's what Rashi and Rav Simi. And Rav Huna says, no, you don't. Only in front of the Omar Gada. So the question is why? Why do you need the matzah and the mara in front of each and every person? Right? So Rashbam said, because as we explained, it's din matzah or menachem afanecha. Right? That was the address of the halacha, right? So it's to be in front of each and every person because each guy is a kiyum sipur. But Tosfos doesn't learn that. Tosfos learns it has to do with because you have to eat the matzah taketh to the bracha. Okay, immediate, miyad, right after the bracha. Okay, and if you're not gonna have matzah in front of you, then the Omer Agada is gonna have to pass it down the devil, and that's gonna break the taketh. Okay, that's gonna break the immediate to the. Right. So therefore, what you have to do is every guy has to have matzah, you know, finger on the trigger, waiting to put it in his mouth, and the second that he finishes the bracha, you put it in your mouth. Okay. So the problem is, of course, is that's not the halacha always. I mean, whenever anyone makes a motzi, whenever the Baal Bais makes a motzi, right? I mean, he breaks the bread and he passes it around the table. So you see, that's not halachic. Bread is not halachic. Passing it out, or passing the bread around the table, isn't considered halachic. So what's the difference? Right? So he says, now there's usually no halacha takeif. Okay, apparently, usually it's just halacha that it can be halachic. But here, since the bracha is l'shem chova, right? So therefore you need takeif. But the rest of the year, the bracha is not a chova. It's just about sanan. So it doesn't matter, so therefore it doesn't need takeif. Right? Okay, there's the facts. So the question is, what's the deal? And who cares? Just because it's chova, what does chova have anything to do with takeif? And what's the concept? I mean, if it's not a hazard, it's not a hazard. What's the idea of takeif? Right? So just to get into the thing, what it tells us to mean that it's brought to chova, so it seemed that seems related to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That's what we talked about yesterday. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that you always could say Yatzi Motzi. That since if I could be Motzi someone who has a Chi of a Mitzvah, because Klai Shal Rebbe tells that, so I'm bound to help my friend be Yotzei his Mitzvah. So therefore, if he's lacking being Yotzei and he needs me to help to be Motzi him, so I can be motzi him even though I made the bracha, because he has a chova, and his chova engenders a responsibility upon me to help him out. Okay? But that only works. It doesn't work with Rasananim, because then it's not a chova. There's no chova. So but the Gemara says, concludes, this is Nibayi, but concludes, that by Berchus Alechem Shal Matzah, and Berchus Yain of Kiddush, so there's a chova, since they're a chova, right, since it's a chova, because the motzi by the matzah, you're chayef to do it. Because since you're chayef to eat matzah, so you're chayef to make a motzi. Therefore, that's considered chova. And same thing by yayin, by pregafen, and kiddush. Because you're chayef to make kiddush, and the kiddush has to have yayin, and you have yayin, you have to make a pregafen. So therefore, since it's a chiyuv, so therefore, you could be motzi, say kodesh on Rebbe Zelda, there's a chova, and you could be motzi. So it sounds like Tosfos is referencing that thing. What does it mean here that it's chova? It sounds like he's referencing the fact that the bracha here of Hamotzi is really chova. Why is it chova? Because you have to have the matzah, and the matzah has to be eaten with, you have to eat the matzah, so you have to make a motzi. Sounds like that's his referencing, right? Although, if that's his point, shouldn't it necessarily follow that at Kiddush, you shouldn't eat takeif? Kiddush, you know what I mean? Because that's the Gemara there, saying that those are the two examples. And there's Kiddush, ripping up, and right? But should he take it? Right, but I don't know. Is there something like that? We hold on. Does anyone hold on? Is that what tells us all? That by a kiddush also you have to have take it? You have to make sure you don't pass out the kiddush, but everyone takes kiddush and that goes before him? I mean, maybe, yeah. I mean, you could say in a chanami, he would say that. But, I don't know. Sounds like he's, I don't know. Maybe, it's hard to know. I mean, you'd think not, but to push the force. Pull the force issue and say, yeah, maybe. Well, the question is also, like, what about your regular Berachos HaMitzvah? What about Berachos HaMitzvahs in general? Does he hold any takeif by those? Right? And if it is, if you say, yeah, by Berach HaMitzvah, you need to take him, then the Gemara should have just said, then Tosfos should have just said, because here you have Berach HaMitzvah. And by regular. Yeah, so how about this? How's the way to approach this? I mean, I think it's a hard problem. Right? But the question is, I think at least by cracking the problem altogether, I mean, what's the first thing you want to do? To approach it, what's a good first step here?
To the mismatch,
exactly. And then the first step is, what is taken? What's the difference between, definitively, just before you get to why you need it, say, what is it? What is the halacha of takef as opposed to the regular halacha, which does, there's no hafsik, you're never allowed to have hafsik. But apparently there's no hafsik and then there's takef. Like, what's the concept of takef as opposed to no hafsik? Is it just like, really no hafsik, not even a tiny hafsik? Or is there like so what's the new idea, you know what I mean? And then we can get to why it is that chova, you know, brings that about. But I think until you know what the halacha is, and what the halacha is, it shouldn't be as difficult. Right? Then you're just defining it, you know what I mean? You're not trying to figure out why it's necessary here. You're just defining the phenomenon. So I think it's an easier kind of a problem, and it certainly will make the next problem a little easier. Not necessarily easy, but I think it's definitely the first step. Okay, yes, I'll explain this. The question is, like, why do you ever need takeoff? Okay, but there's two senses that why could mean, well, that two senses of that question, why didn't everybody take it? I guess it's a good illustration of the why versus the what. One is the why you ever need take it is like, why? Like you could call it the philosophical why, but I don't really mean the philosophical why. I mean, like, why is it that it's necessary to have take it in certain instances? Okay, but then the question is, why is it? But I don't think that's the first question to think. That is a good question. It's not necessarily a philosophical question. It could be a halacha question. But there's a question of what is the halacha of takef? What's the definition such that takef is necessary? Like, takef is a description. It means you have to do it immediately. It's not a halacha. What is the halacha about berachas hamotzi and eating such that takef, you know what I mean? Like, takef is a description of the result. But what's the halacha? What's the concept which demands takeoff? So that, in that sense, is why. But it's more asking what. What's the halacha which takeoff is a result of? But why is then, given that that's the halacha, why should that halacha be applied in a case where there's chova? What does that have to do with chova? You know what I mean? Right. I think maybe the Rashi says that. I mean, it seems like, just to define the difference of, normally it seems like you have two actions. Okay? You have two activities. And there has to be a relationship between the two. So, you know, let's say you make shakal. You have to, eating is mechayv you and shakal, right? Or drinking. Take a drink is mechayv you and shakal. So you have to make a shakal. And the shakal must be related to the drinking, right? Because that's supposed to be, that's your matir. The matir of drinking is that prior to the drinking, you made a shakal. So there's two separate activities, which must be related. The gavra has to be, it can't be mafsik in between the two, because there are, the bracha has to be related to the drinking, right? Okay. But there's another idea where, like, it could be that over here it's saying is that it's not just that there has to be a relationship between the bracha and the mitzvah, but the bracha actually becomes like a part of the mitzvah. It's not just like they're two separate things which have to be you have to have a relationship between the two. But there becomes some sort of a union between the two. At the bracha, they become unified. It's like there are two parts of one thing. The bracha is like a part of, a bracha dechova is somehow a part of the mitzvah. It's not just like a separate thing which has to have an external, like a relationship between the two, that you can't separate them. But it means that you're creating, take it means there's a unity here. The unity has to be created. Now, it's true you're not mafsik, but that's not a unity. They're two different things. Because the way you create a unity is taken. It means there's no, it's simply, it's a continuous flow from one to the other. Because once there's a break, albeit a few, only 2-3 seconds, then there's the bracha, and then there's the eating. And they're two, now, they're related because you didn't do anything extrinsic in between. But they're not one thing, they're not one process. They're two separate things, which have a relationship. But takeoff seems to be, it has to be a straight flow from one to the other. Which indicates that there's like a union which is being created. Somehow the bracha is becoming a part of the
the mitzvah. It's not just a separate thing that has to precede the mitzvah, but there becomes a union. Okay? Because when you have a bracha shel chova, the thing itself becomes a component somehow of the mitzvah. Okay, and if it's a component of it, so now you can't, it has to go immediately in order to take these two separate things and make them one, unite them. Okay? You can't unite two separate things just by not having a 3 seconds of a break. You have to be take of it immediately. It means it's illustrating and it's a mitzaref of the two. The other one's not a mitzaref, the two things, they can't be mosakim, you know? I mean, I'm not getting into why it is that chova, you say this by chova and you don't say it by your shosu or whatever. I'm not talking about that now. I'm just saying the first step is just defining. There's two ideas of like no hafsik. One idea of no hafsik means that there's two separate things that have to have a relationship and you can't be a mafsik that relationship. The other one is two things which you're trying, which are really part of one thing. You're united. They're really one thing. Like there's a continuity between the two. And that has to be manifested or brought about through tekev. Tekev implies a union as opposed to just two things which have to have a relationship. Now the question is why it is, and that's going to be the next question, is that why is it that by chova, what's the rule here? Why is it when it comes to bracha, shal chova, now there's a union. But when it's a bracha of rishos, you don't say there's a union. I mean, that's the question. Why is that? What kind of halacha is that? But it could be a mitzvah. I mean, the question is, why is he saying chovah as opposed to mitzvah? I mean, it could be from the Gemara there. Because, see, mitzvah, I mean, you could argue brachas and nenim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. I'm recognizing Hashem as the source of the priyites. You know, so it's a mitzvah. It's a kima mitzvah. I mean, it's a kars Hashem. But that's what he's saying is, but there's no chovah. Chova means, like I said, if I want, you can be nana. You don't have to be nana. So it's optional. So therefore, the entity of a birch sananim is an optional entity. But the entity of hamotzi on matzah is mandatory. It's not optional. It's a chova. Because you have to eat matzah, and a matzah demands the bracha of hamotzi. So that bracha of hamotzi is a chova. So I think that's why he's using that term. The question is why that matters, or why that creates a need for a tekef is still the question, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's what he's saying, you know? So I'm saying, I think that's what we did now so far, I think is the easy part, but I feel like now we have something more concrete to work on, as opposed to just saying, why is it that by chova you need tekef? We say, the question is now much more pointed. Why is it that by chova there's an entity, there's a unity between the bracha and the mitzvah, whereas by non-chova there is no such unity. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, now you know what we're thinking about at least. You know, that's really what we're thinking about. We're not thinking about tekef, we're thinking about this concept. But by the way, even if you don't get the answer at this point, I think we've made an advance of knowledge. And we should be happy. You know? Smile a little bit. I know, but I think this is a step, because now we know that when it comes to a brach shel chova, then there's unity created between the bracha and the thing and the mitzvah or the whatever and the performance. But by a regular bracha, you don't say that. We just don't know why. We don't know the concept. What sounds like an arbitrary thing? How do you make up these rules? You know, but we do know something. We know more than we started with. Besides for just the fact that there's not a rule called tekev, we know a concept at least. It would be nice though if we could understand why this concept is true. What does that even do with it? With chova? I mean, I would just to answer that question. I was just thinking of some of the pshat answer. But it's like, let's assume it were the case, it was only because of the Brachos Ma'aseh Mitzvah, right? So wouldn't you then be able to do this? Why don't you do it like this? Have only one guy have matzah. Have just the Baal Bayis have matzah, right? Say Hamotzi Lachman Aretz. Hand out the matzah to everybody. And then say Alteh's matzah. And then everyone will say whatever. Then everyone will say Alteh's matzah. And this is what you could accomplish. You have only matzah, only one need matzah in front of the one guy. And there's no taker for the Brachos Mitzvah, so you don't. I'm sorry for the Brachos Motzi. You don't need taker for the Motzi, and you have taker for the Brachos Matzah. Alteh's Matzah. I mean, could you split the brachos up like that? I don't know why not. Right? I mean, you don't need taker for the Brachos. If you say you don't need taker for the Brachos Ananim, so then you don't really need matzah to make a lacharecha. All you have to do is make the matzah in front of one guy, make the Motzi, then just give out the matzah, and then make Alteh's Matzah. You know what I mean? But the fact that doesn't work maybe implies to Tosfos that you need to take it for the Brachos Ananim also. So that's not going to work. The only solution is to have matzah in front of everyone the whole time. This way you'll have the you know, you'll have the Mechasanenim will also be taken. If you need taken for both, you can't split it up like that because you need taken for both. So Tosfos is saying, well, why do you need taken for both here, but you don't take it for the Mechasanenim over there all year round? And that's when he gives his chiluk.
But if you can ask that question, you can ask.
Fine, but either way, I mean, whatever. That's just I'm just gonna upshot thing. I mean, you don't want to accept that. It's not crucial. I'm just suggesting maybe how Tosfos knows that it's going on the rest of the animal also. But despite that, the Tosfos is definitely saying that. I mean, I think that's what he's saying. I mean, it sounds like it. So that's why he's comparing it to all year round. So the question is, what's the difference between Hamotzi, today's Hamotzi, and all year round? What is tonight's Hamotzi? What makes tonight different than every other night? Why is tonight's Hamotzi different than every other Hamotzi? Right? I mean, it's true. By Maror, it seems you need it because the Bar Mitzvah is going to be taken. Right? And by Maror, you only make it. We don't make Hadamah. It seems like Tosfos doesn't either. He holds that the Hamotzi is going to potter. This is like vegetables, like a side dish. If you don't need the Bar Mitzvah by Maror, so apparently, also you say that you're going to need taken. That's why it's beautiful for Nikolach HaBachar, right? So apparently, it's the Bar Mitzvah also. It's both. But that, I guess, you don't have to explain, because that's no problem all year round. I mean, that's, you know, but it does seem like he's holding that. It's funny, but what about the Shita holds, you know, the other Shita holds you don't need it to be with Nekalach and Achad? Apparently he's going to hold you don't need it even for the Berachas HaMitzvah. Right? You don't care about this idea of Tekef. So apparently he doesn't hold by Tekef, by the way, even by Berachas HaMitzvah. I mean, it's a pretty big machlokas, right? Seems like even by Berachas HaMitzvah does the Dini Tekef or not. Right back. Here's a question, I think, just in terms of approaching this, again, it's a hard problem. I just think sometimes, you know, you have hard problems, you gotta take steps. So I think maybe a good step would be is, what, does it really make sense that the bracha is part of the mitzvah? Like, what sense is that? What sense does that make? You can tell me, Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz is part of my mitzvah, it goes mantel? Is it a unit? I mean, it should take up sounded like it led us there. But what kind of sense is that? I mean, that sounds, she has like, gosh, it doesn't make any sense. This is the bracha of Moshe Lechem Haaretz, and this is the mitzvah. In fact, I'd say even the bracha of mitzvah is a little easier, because you're Sheva on the mitzvah. But what does that mean, it's part of the bracha? What do you mean, you're trying to make it part of the mitzvah? That is a mitzvah on itself to having a part. I mean, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. There's matzah. This is, you think it's prior to doing the mitzvah, you have to give Shevach to Allah Hashem for the mitzvah. And then he gave us the mitzvah, you have to express Shevach, maybe it's a machtir, or whatever ideas you want to say. But to say that it becomes one, a unit with the bracha, well, how does that even make sense? You know what I mean? Like, it's not just saying why it is only by Chova and not by Rishos. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. The problem, the idea itself sounds should be a bothersome idea, and I think you have to give it justification. Like, the side who doesn't buy this is very good. He just says that brachas are brachas and achilas are achilas, and there's no unit. All there is a hafsek, and there's the brachas have to be related to achilas. So you can't have hafsek, but what kind of takeoff? What kind of idea of takeoff? But he's holding a new idea, that there's an idea that there's some sort of a unit. What kind of sense is that? Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's a problem. It's not, you can't just accept this idea of taking it. This is a problem. You're right, exactly. Also, it's true. The bracha is added on. It's the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon just tack it on. I mean, that's not, it's a little bit bothersome, but that, whatever. You can say they added it on. But what's the, you know, like, there's an idea. You can say, look, when they set up bracha, they that's how they set it up. They, you know, it's not saying that you're not using the Raisa, you know, but it could be an enhancement of the Raisa somehow, you know. But I think you have to explain that, right? What's that idea? What's the idea that the bracha could be? You know, it's pointing us towards that idea. Now let's try to get that idea, you know what I mean? And hopefully, if we get a good idea, then it will only make sense by Chova and not by all year round, you know what I mean? That's, you know, you can think of that also. Like, apparently you don't say by Hamotzi all year round that my eating, my Hamotzi is part of my eating of the bread. What does that mean? It's part of the inner bread. There's the inner bread and there's Hamotzi. No, that's not part of it. It's a different thing. Yet, when it comes to Chilas Matzah somehow, it's saying it is part of it. Okay, so let me just put that quickly. It's hard to say. It doesn't seem like Tosfos is saying it has to do with the uniqueness of Mitzvah and Matzah. Matzah and Maror are somehow like, therefore, somehow, if you want to give an idea somehow to tie in the Mitzvah of Matzah and Maror, somehow the Mitzvah could be a part of it, the Brach could be a part of it. It doesn't sound like Tosfos is making it unique to Mitzvah Matzah and Maror and Mitzvah Laila. It sounds like he's making it generic. Generic and Chova. Okay, so I have an idea. It's possible. Not the best, whatever. Yeah, let's see what you think. So the thing is like it's that you have like I think like Shai said, like a mitzvah is, see, every mitzvah has ideas associated with it, and the mitzvah is, it's not just like a rote activity, but like mitzvahs are vehicles of chachma, of kirav lamakom, of ideas, of bringing you closer to God through certain ideas. They're not just physical activities, right? They're object of limud. They're a whole, I mean, the true experience of an asiyas mitzvah really should involve a whole intellectual involvement. Right? I mean, it's not ma'akev, sure, it's not ma'akev. But I mean, if a guy is doing a mitzvah and thinking about the concepts and the ideas involved in the mitzvah, I mean, the mitzvah is the highest level. I mean, that's the highest level of performance of a mitzvah. It's not just philosophy. I mean, that's the true idea of the mitzvah. It is that it has ideas and concepts and the personalities involved in the mitzvah. Okay? You with me on that? Okay. So that being the case, so it could be that he's holding, that Tosus is holding, that when, like, let's start with the Bracha Mitzvah. So if I say, if I do my mitzvah, and I say, Baruch Hashem, Gelach Hashem, Kesham, Zuzo, Tzivonu, Alach Az Matzah, okay, I'm reflecting on Hashem, King of Malchus Olam, Sher Kedushanu b'mitzvosa, b'vetzivanu, right? It's a Kedusha of the mitzvah, Salteos Matzah. So that's not just an arbitrary words which I'm saying, that's actually a kiyam in the mitzvah of the matzah. Because my mitzvah of matzah now involves part of my performance of the Achilas Matzah is an involvement in ideas and concepts in Shabbat Hashem. And that Shabbat Hashem, when they introduced the idea of Brachos HaMitzvos, it's not just an arbitrary thing that they said of Brachos HaMitzvos. The Brachos HaMitzvos, it's not like separate. The Brachos HaMitzvos itself is an enhancement of the mitzvah itself. Okay, because it's bringing out the ideas and the personality, the gavras involved in the concepts of the mitzvah and so in the asiyah. And it's not just something which is a prelude to the mitzvah, but it's actually a part of the mitzvah itself. It's actually a kiyum in the mitzvah and it becomes a part of the mitzvah itself. And therefore it demands taken. Okay, because otherwise it would be, you do one thing, you make the bracha, you think about ideas, and now it's like a machshir, and then afterwards you do the mitzvah. No, that's actually a part of, and at least according to this shita, at least according to Tosos and Rav Simi, is that it's actually part of the mitzvah itself. Okay, when you have a mitzvah, and it's actually the bracha that you're saying is actually a kiyum in the mitzvah itself. Okay, it's actually a part of it, and it has, therefore that has to be expressed through the tekef. Okay, you with me? Not too bad, right? Now, a step further is that he's going to say that hamotzi also. Okay? Hamotzi also. Because even though hamotzi isn't, you're not specifically talking about the quality of the mitzvah, but you're involved in Shevach HaShem about the lechem, and matzah is a mitzvah of lechem, it's a lechemoni, whatever it is, and you're thinking about Yom Shevach on God as the source of the lechem. So to speak, like, this matzah is two things. It is the lechem, which reflects like the bria, like it reflects Shabbat, it reflects God as the source of the laws of nature, as the lechem, and it reflects God as the source of mitzvah. I mean, there are two components of, it's true that in the mitzvah you're involved, the ma'aseh mitzvah involves both frameworks. And it would be a key in the mitzvah if a person would think about the lechem also, and give shabbat on the lechem also. That itself is an idea which is involved in the mitzvah. Even though that's not really the idea of the mitzvah of matzah, isn't, I mean, I don't think, maybe you could develop it to be, but I don't think it's like to think about God as the motzi lechem and aratz. I mean, but still, that's, being that it's a mitzvah, it's a bracha, and that bracha is part of, like, the, so to speak, the Seder brachos, which precedes the chiz matzah, that the unit of the brachos is an element in the mitzvah. It's the brachos and shamiras shevach, which you say prior to a mitzvah, is not just a separate thing, but it brings out the idea that mitzvah is about chachman, is about the person's involvement in the mitzvah and the thinking about it and bringing a person towards God, and therefore if the mitzvah involves different elements, they're all part of the mitzvah. They're all an element in the mitzvah, and therefore there's a din of taken. I mean, but when you eat bread all year round, what are you going to say? The bracha is a part of the eating of the bread. There's no institution of eating of bread. I mean, there's no element. What's it a part of? There's nothing for it to be a part of. You know what I mean? And you could even say by kiddush, you could argue the same thing. You could say that by kiddush it also. Well, by kiddush it could be not taken because of the mitzvah kiddush. Could be. You know, let's leave the kiddush out for a second. Okay, but that's what he says, that That's what the Kohen Tosfos, that's what the Rosh Hashanah. What he was saying is that when you have a mitzvah, okay, and you have a mitzvah. I don't think it means chova as opposed to like a tzitzis. I mean, it's a mitzvah as opposed. And it's chova as opposed to just like a regular achila of bread, which is just rishos. You don't have to do it. You could do it. You don't have to. Chova means it's coming from the world of mitzvah. There's actually the performance and the bracha is based upon a real halakhic institution, which is mechayiv in the bracha. And that institution, the bracha is a part of it, because mitzvah, according to Rishimi, that since everyone agrees that in theory mitzvah and ra'al is chachma, what Rishimi is saying is that mitzvah is, this is Rishimi's fetish, is that since mitzvah involves chachma and involves the person, so in the end of bracha, when Chazal said a bracha was prior to a mitzvah, those brachos are actually a kiyum in the asiyas mitzvah itself. An element in the asiyas mitzvah itself, insofar as they're, so to speak, they're putting the gavra's involvement in the asiyas mitzvah, and in terms of his chachma. So, and as such, it's never taken. Apparently, Rav Huna doesn't hold that. Rav Huna disagrees. He holds it's true that it's a philosophical, that it's a good thing philosophically. A person should be thinking when he does mitzvahs. But you don't say halachically that's an element in the asiyas mitzvah, and therefore that demands takeoff. You know what I mean? It's separate. It's a bracha. It's a bracha that puts a guy in the right framework for a mitzvah, and therefore has to be mitzuraf to it, but it doesn't need takeoff. But it's not a chelak of the asiyas mitzvah itself. And that's the question. Is the brachos prior to a mitzvah, are they a chelak of the asiyas mitzvah? Or you say no, that they're distinct. They're hechsher for the mitzvah. They're chayv to put them before the mitzvah, and they must be mitzuraf to it, but they're not really like a chelak of the asiyas mitzvah. You know what I mean? Oh yeah. Just I think it's another point is that, so you remember the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah. The question is does Arvus work for Bras Nanan? For let's say Amotzi by Matzah. Right? So the simple pshat, I think the simple way to learn the Gemara there is, what's the question there? Because Arvus only works with the Zechova. But the question is, this is the simple way to learn. Is that see the Bras Nanan by Sibai Hamotzi is really the chatza, it's a chatza of chova, because the Bras mitzvah. And the nature of the brach is part of the mitzvah, and there's a chovah, and therefore it's and the guy's a chovah. But by the hamotzi, the chavtza is really a chavtza of rishos, because it's the same regular brach zanan. But here it's being done by Torah's chovah, the gavra's mechliyav to do it because of the situation that it's matzah. You know what I mean? So therefore there is a chovah on the gavra, but the chavtza is a chavtza which is one of rishos. Yeah, it's not a chavtza of chovah. So that's a simple way to learn the Gemara, is that the question is do you say Arvus by that kind of thing? Is Arvus only where the Chatzah is on a Chova, or it's even if the Gavra is Mechliya? But I think Tosis is going to learn that that what it's saying is that the reason why the Hamotzi has it is because it actually, the Berachas Hananim actually becomes a Chatzah Shel Chova. In other words, the Berachas Hananim is different from your actual Berachas Hananim because the Berachas Hananim of Matzah becomes a Chelek of the Mitzvah of Matzah. And that's why it's Chova. In other words, you're right, normal Berachas Hananim really isn't the Chatzah of Chova. But this Chatzah actually is part of the Asiyas HaMitzvah of Matzah, and therefore it really is, as a Chatzah, it really is one of Chova. You know what I mean? Like, totally learn, it's not that, he's going to learn the Gemara there differently. He's going to get this from the Gemara over there. That's what he's going to learn the Gemara there. What they're saying is that the Berachas Hananim of Matzah really is a Chatzah of Chova. It's not your ordinary Berachas Hananim. And therefore you have Arvus by it. It's different kind of Chatzah. You know what I mean? And that why it's Merkazah? Because it's a chelak in Asiyas HaMitzvah. Oh, then it's going to be taken. You know what I mean? Like, totally going to learn, it seems, totally going to learn that Gemara differently than the other Rishon. The other Rishon, regular, no, really, it's a normal Berachas Hananim. It's a regular Berachas Hananim. But the only thing is that since it's B'Torah Schova, therefore Arvus is going to work. But it's a regular Berachas Hananim, so it's not going to be a din of takeoff, or why should it be takeoff, you know? It reminds me of, is I think the Brisker Rav held, that that's the question, do you have to drink from the Kiddush? You know, every person has a drink. So I think he held on Friday night, you don't have to. Because he held, and but on Shabbos lunch you do have to. Because on Shabbos lunch it's really just about Zanana. But if you're a Goffin. So what Shaykhs do, you have to my girl for Zanana if you don't drink. You don't have enough. But I think he held that on Friday night it's really part of the Kiddush. I mean, it's not really about Zanana. You know, so since you say Amen, it could just be the same way you say Amen to the regular, the Kiddush. You know what I mean? So it sounds like this, like what we're saying in Tosis. Like it's, he holds it's a different Berachas Hananim. The Berachas Hananim itself is a chelik of Kiddush. But it's easier to say it's a chelik of Kiddush. It's harder to say that it's a chelik of the Mitzvah of Asiyas. Because Kiddush is a Mir Shabbat. To say it's a chelik of Achilas Matzah is a bigger Kiddush. You know what I mean? Because Matzah is a Maisa Achila. That's what I'm saying. Tosfos finishes, you know what I mean? But Brisk Rabbi, I think it's a chiluk of the Kiddush, is, you know, that I think, yeah. Yeah, okay, so we'll do, I guess, tomorrow is further in this thing about the Siluk of the Shulchan. That there's a question that they used to take the Shulchan or the whole table off. But nowadays we don't have these, we have these big tables, we can't take the whole table off, so we just move it to the side. So the question is, what's the concept there? I mean, but what do you mean? What's Siluk of the Shulchan? If Siluk of the Shulchan means you have to move the table, then you should have to move the table. You know, like, what's this idea then and now? You know, how does it, like, how does a halakha doesn't just lend itself to just changing it because it's not that practical? You know, what's the, and then, like, you'll see, they bring in Tosfos and Rashi, but the Tosfos and Rashi will bring is a shita that they, it gets into this thing about picking up the Pesach Zuk. So I think to do that, you have to look at the, go to that Gemara there on, Kustes Zainam Ves. Amarabba, Tzarech, this is Matzah Tzarech Lag Bia, Mara Tzarech Bia, Basarin Tzarech Lag Bia. Okay, it's right after the Gemara, basically. Okay, and then we'll try to do with that, keep that in mind, to try to work out this Tosfos, the Shita of Rav Yosef, someone, I forgot who it is here, but in our Tosfos, it's Rav Yosef, whoever that is, Rav Yosef Allah maybe? I don't know, and the Tosfos is a lot like Rav Shachan. Okay?